Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Australian Government's Ionospheric Prediction Service, the Department of Meteorology in Sydney, New South Wales, advises that solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. These low levels of activity are expected to be maintained until well into 2017, and the present sunspot cycle, cycle 24, is predicted to remain pretty much the same as it is now until the new cycle starts towards the middle of 2017. In the meantime, high frequency propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths will be limited to lower frequencies on long distances, and multi-hop propagation over long distances will be confined to the 6, 7 and 9 megahertz bands over darkness paths. However, frequencies of up about 12 megahertz will be satisfactory for reception over longer distances during the daylight hours. Many broadcasters have adjusted their frequency usage downwards into the 6, 7 and 9 megahertz bands for nighttime coverage from and into Europe, Africa, the Middle East and Asia. Despite low solar activity, there is good propagation into Melbourne here in Victoria in southeastern Australia in the 6 megahertz spectrum in our post-sunrise window. This summary, which follows, was made between 1930 and 2000, and of note are the following. 5820, Madagascar, Radio Television Iran. The Irish station, broadcasting from the Talata relay broadcasting facility in English. It actually relays the Irish National Domestic Service. On 5860, Germany, Radio Fada, the IBB station, running from the Nauen relay facility in Persian. And 5875, the Voice of America from Tanang, in the Philippines, the early morning service in Korean. 5910, Radio Romania International in German. And the station also on 5955 in Macedonian. The domestic service of Radio Zambia gives good reception on 5915. And the Voice of the Tigray Revolution from Ethiopia, using 5950, is noted with broadcasts in the Afar language. 5965, an interesting frequency choice by the IBB. This is from Kuwait, with Radio Free Asia broadcasts in Chinese. This is the first time that Radio Free Asia has used Kuwait for broadcasts on nighttime paths, nighttime circuits. Transmission path follows the darkness circuit easterly across the Indian Ocean and into China. So it's 5965, Radio Free Asia in Chinese from Kuwait. And the Voice of Turkey, 5980, good signals with Turkish language programs. And the same station on 6120 in English. Now, some frequencies for China Radio International. They include 5985, a transmitting site near Beijing in Portuguese, 6020, programs in Albanian from a transmitting site in China, 6090, the program in Romanian from Urumqi, 6100, in Russian from a transmitting site near Beijing, and on the next frequency, same program, 6110, in Russian, of course, with broadcasts from the Zian transmitting site. 6060, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, in Arabic. And the same station on nearby frequency, 6040, in English. Another frequency for the Voice of Turkey, 6050, in English. And 6030, Ethiopia, Radio Oromia, broadcasting in the Oromo language for Africa. 6090, another station in Ethiopia, Radio Amhara, broadcasting in Amharic, a domestic service. And 6130, Swaziland, Transworld Radio from the Manzini transmitting facility, with programs in Africa in Portuguese. And 6170, North Korea, Voice of Korea, broadcasting in German to Europe. And 6230, a relatively obscure station from Taiwan, known as Soi Shi Wang Xing, broadcasting in Chinese in single sideband mode. So quite a number of frequencies noted in the 49 meter band, and that summary was made here in Melbourne recently between 1930 and 2000. That's our post sunrise period, with good signals from Africa, the Middle East, Europe and Asia, following darkness paths from the north and from the west. Now, a little bit of historical information concerning shortwave broadcasting in Australia. In the 1930s, the first shortwave station in Melbourne was 3UZ. It carried out special shortwave tests on 32 metres, that's around 9375, on Mondays, Wednesdays and Saturdays between 7pm and 9pm local time. A transmitter of 120 watts was used, crystal controlled, and was designed and built by the chief engineer of 3UZ at the time. This was one of the very few occasions that this type of dual shortwave medium wave broadcasting operation had been carried out. At that time, the medium wave transmitter was only 500 watts. Now, another station, mid-1927, was 3LO Melbourne. This actually still uses that same call sign, now broadcasting from the ABC. This was the Broadcasting Company of Australia, which operated 3LO in Melbourne on medium wave, and it had been devoting considerable time and effort to the question of a regular international broadcasting service, and had decided to install a shortwave transmitter. At about the same time, a shortwave station operated by the AWA company in Sydney, that's the Amalgamated Wireless of Australia, had successfully carried out telephony tests on shortwave for reception in England, such as in June 1922. Now in 1927, experimental work in Melbourne continued, which resulted in the construction of a new shortwave transmitter built by AWA, and installed at the AWA transmitting site at Braybrook, where the medium wave facility of 3LO was located. 3LO was later relocated to the Sydenham site, where it was to share the newly built mast with the other medium wave station, 3AR. Braybrook is now an industrial suburb west of the city of Melbourne. The new transmitter was tested for several weeks using Morse, and was successfully received throughout the world on a frequency of 10070, that's 29.8 metres. Antenna power was 3 kilowatts. It was intended that this new shortwave transmitter would form the basis of a regular overseas service for Europe and America. In September 1927, the first broadcast of the new transmitter took place from midnight through until 5am. It went on the air on the new frequency in the 32 metre band of 9375, The broadcast commenced as soon as the regular medium wave service of 3LO closed down. It created a record for Australia for the length of time and variety noticed. More than 80 people were in the studio that night. Everyone above the rank of working journalist was in evening clothes, and the report in the Listener Inn radio newspaper of September 14, 1927 said that the dressing of the ladies was resplendent. The program featured speeches, musical items, correspondence reports, editorial items, and news originating from the studios of the Melbourne newspaper, The Herald. The Million Shilling Fund was brought to the world, as were musical items from Cinco Symphonists and the Collingwood Citizens Band. The broadcast continued right throughout the night until around 5 a.m. and the first indication that it was being heard outside of Australia came just before 1 a.m. when the station in Java announced that they were hearing the program without difficulty. PCJJ in Holland and the British Broadcasting Company in London both announced that the station had begun to fade in the European area.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? Hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue, little arrows for me and for you. You're pulling in love again, pulling in love again, little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody, everybody.